toast to good company and conversation, both of which you have provided elegantly this evening, my dear. Now, if you have finished your main course, I have a surprise planned for dessert. If you would join me on the divan, then all will be revealed. Yeah, good. Make yourself comfortable. Now, I must tell you that I have not been entirely honest with you. I am not quite the person you believe me to be. No, do not worry, my dear. I am not a criminal or some other nefarious rogue. At least, not by your society's standards. I am just not a mortal man, as you believed. I am an incubus, a demon, a being from a darker plane of existence, if you will. Ah, I can see the fear in your eyes, but it is not needed. I do not revel in the death and violence that some of my baser kin pursue. My tastes are more refined, shall we say. To prove my words, there is the door. It is not locked, and you are free to leave at any time. I will not stop you, but we both know that you will not take that option. Your curiosity is the second most powerful of your vices. Your most powerful? Well, we should get there in good time. So, my dear, you may be wondering what my intentions towards you are. Well, there is something I want from you. No. Nothing so cliché as your immortal soul. We incubi feed off desire. Your wants. Your needs. That which you lust after. It is as life to us, and we must feed upon it to exist. So, you are asking yourself, why you? Well, my dear, you taste exquisite. You are like the finest of wines, the sweetest and most succulent of fruit. Your passion is likened to ambrosia itself. I still remember the first time, several moons ago, the bouquet of your lust wafting through the air. A perfect gem glistening in the usual muddy waters of people's desires. Oh, that first taste. Sends shivers down my spine. So sweet, but then it was gone. Vanished in an instant as you repressed your desires. So sad that someone whose lust burns so brightly feels the need to hide it. I knew then that this meeting was fated, and that I should be the one to awaken your desires. Oh, my dear, do not pretend you are innocent. I have sensed the fire that burns within you. I have watched you since that day. I can sense your hidden desires. Like how you feel about that guy who serves you coffee each morning. The spark inside you when your hands touch as he passes you your coffee, that just grows into a raging fire, as you wish he would grab you and then and there take you, bend you over that counter. Or the way you look at that guy at work, the thoughts and ideas that go through your head about him, what you would do if he called you into his office, how much of a naughty slut you would be for him. Oh, those sustain me for days. I'm even there for those times when you let your desires take hold. Those times in your office, in your car, or on the bus or train, where your hands wander up your skirt, between your legs, and over that glistening wet pussy. Your gasps as you brush your hands over your panties are divine. Oh, and the feelings you have when you've decided to not wear panties. Oh, you naughty girl. And your fingers brush against your moist clit. Oh my. Those are almost indescribable. No, my dear. No need to be shy. As you can tell, I know all of your desires. I can feel them. Like now, I feel that your desire is beginning to build. Though, I guess I do not need my powers to see that. The way you are fidgeting and that flushed look on your face would make it obvious to anyone what is currently on your mind. Oh, you still do not believe me? Then, let me show you. See how you shiver and get goosebumps as I softly run my hands over the soft skin of your arms. How you naturally move towards my caress. How my hot breath feels on your skin as I lean in and softly kiss your neck. It seems your gasps betray you, my dear. You want to feel my lips all over your body. Feel my tongue exploring all over your skin. Oh yes, my dear. Take off that dress for me. Let my eyes feast on your beauty. What, my dear? No. I do not have the ability to control you. Everything you do is of your own free will. It would not have such a delicious taste otherwise. I merely can sense your desires and lessen your inhibitions. I am simply releasing the slut within you that you have tried to keep chained up all these years. Now, slip out of that dress. Yes, just like that. Oh my. That lingerie you're wearing is exquisite on you. Perfectly showing off your curves. You wore that for me? Oh, I am honoured, my dear. It seems you had intentions where this night was going already. Here, let me run my hands over your breasts. Feel that silky material pushing against your already exquisitely hard nipples as my fingers caress and circle them. That well of desire building in you is exquisite. Such a heady aroma. Oh, my dear, I'm finding it harder and harder to concentrate. Awakening a naughty slut like yourself. Oh, it gives the most blissful of feelings. There. Let me take this bra off, and then I can kiss those breasts. So perfect. Yes. Your nipples are so hard. Let me circle them with my tongue. I love how you shudder and gasp at my touch. Oh, I should slide my hands lower. Feel my fingers slide slowly down your stomach and to the edge of your panties. As I trace one finger around the edge, just fractionally inside. Oh yes. Now let me caress your pussy through those silk panties. My fingers tracing round the edges of your lips against that soft silken material. Yes, it is divine how your body pushes against me, wanting to feel my fingers slip inside. Well, I could not refuse such an offer, my dear. There. Let me just slip my hand inside your panties and rub my fingers over your wet pussy. You quiver against me. Let me slide my finger inside you. And a second. Yes. Give in to the pleasure building up inside you. Oh, let that naughty slut free. Grind your pussy against my hand, just like that. Yes. Oh, yes. Beg me not to stop. Yes. Tell me how much of a slut you really are. How much you want me to make you come. Oh, but I can sense you want more. You want to feel more than just fingers inside that pussy. Well, my dear, it seems you're wish is my command. Let me just get out of these trousers. Now, my dear. At least let me get my boxers off as well before you start grabbing things. There we go. Hard and ready for you now, my dear. Let me just sit down and... Yes, you slide that silken, aching pussy over the head of my cock. Oh, yes. Yes, slide it all the way down. Ah, take me all inside you. Oh, yes. Slide up and down on my cock. Yes, feel it all inside you. Stretching that pussy. Oh, yes. Oh, can you feel it all the way deep within you? Throbbing. Yes. Faster, my dear. Faster. Slide. Up and down. Oh, yes. Oh, that is exquisite. Oh, I can feel your desire. I can feel how much you want to come. Oh, you taste incredible. Yes. Faster now. Yes. Oh, feel me throb within you. Oh, yes. Oh, you want to come so much, don't you? Yes. Give in to it. Give in to those feelings of being a slut. Slide up and down on my hard cock. Yes. Yes. Oh, you're exquisite, my dear. Oh, I didn't know anyone could taste this good. Yes. Yes, come for me. Oh, yes. Faster. Oh, I can feel. Oh, come on, my heart. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my dear. That was incredible. Oh, of all the naughty sluts I've known, you are by far the most delicious. Yes. Oh, yes, lie down on the divan here. Let sleep take you. Yes. Oh, you will need your strength, my dear. Because from tomorrow, we start to explore your other desires.